Hotel Mobile.
U2T, this is 4DJW.
4UW2T.
Brought this radio in from the truck because it wasn't working in the truck. I'm just checking it out on the bench. Is it working on the bench?
Yeah, but you've got static on it.
So do you, Rusty. I don't know what it is. Maybe the repeater guy sends your OTR. Go ahead, Dave.
Not sure about that either. The antenna that I'm on is a little compromised, so that could be me.
Yeah, but it's on. It was on Tom's Tom's radio also, and all Dave. Hey, by the way, Dave, I hope you know that the when people do the online registering for the net, you know, it announces them. If it tells so, it doesn't announce the call anymore. It just you hear a beep, and then you says, and then you has registered for. So.
Okay, I'll check that out and see if I can figure out why it's not keying up until the call sign has come out already. I might need to put a pause in there after I key up and let it have time to call the call sign out. You know what I mean? It might be keying and talking at the same time, and it needs a little pause there.
I think it is, because it sounds like the end of a, you know, the end of a thing there. But I just thought I don't know whether anybody mentioned it, but I noticed the last couple of times I've had to do the check-in like that. So, anyway, and good morning to Tom, or good afternoon now, Tom. It's changed over to noontime now.
Hit on the button just by a couple of seconds there, Rusty. Oh, the repeater was excellent all morning. I talked to Bob, he was a little scratchy up north in Hendersonville, and Jerry was excellent, and Stacy was excellent. So everything else is melting in the heat, Dave. We just come past the old mill down here on 101 and getting ready to go over Lake Cunningham, so we won't be there too long. We had to go get some hay and some chicken feed, or straw and chicken feed. The farmer sitting next to me here, Bernice, so she would correct me, of course, on that. There's a difference. So go ahead, Dave.
Sounds to me like it's clearing up a little bit on you anyway, Tom. Sounded like you were a little bit clearer too, Rusty, so maybe it just had some static buildup on it. Anyway, I've got to, maybe I'll put this on, if I'm still scratchy, it could be my antenna. I've got to climb a 30-foot ladder to replace that antenna, and I just don't want to do it. Anyway, I appreciate it. I just wanted to jump on here and see if this radio was working, because it wasn't working in the truck. That means I must have a problem with the antenna or the power supply in the truck. Anyway, I appreciate the feedback. Rusty, stay safe. You and Tom, you and Bernice, stay out of the heat. It's hot out there. W4DJW, thank you.
You're full quieting that time, Dave.
Yeah, you were, Dave. You were full quiet. I'll be back in a minute, Tom. I've got to run and pick up my lunch. W2T.
Okay, Rusty. I imagine we'll be unloading stuff up here, so I might not catch you, but have a nice day if we don't. To both of you, in 73, 0TR, clear.